To my beloved master, I'm feeling fresh. Nandika is still fresh? Huh? So? Huh? What are you feeling now then? Shaking? Just relax. You see, this is how we change, no? You have to get used to that, to all the different temperatures, no? I'm feeling fresh. The walk yesterday into Vasfar was very beautiful. The atmosphere where the trees stop growing and the naked mountains take over is very special. And especially now, when I had kept you here, and also with all this rain and the meditations, then you just be very quiet, focus on yourself, and then it's like going out and you see the world in new eyes then. So that's why I'm very fresh. I'm very happy because that's how it should be. You have changed by sitting, by meditating. Now everything will be fresh. Don't doubt it. Let that freshness stay there. Why do the trees stop growing at precisely the same height above sea all over? Do they just know? Yes, they just know. Because they don't, nobody told them. They don't speak. They know. This is the beautiful thing with trees and everything in nature. They just know. And only humans, which they say is the peak of creation, they have forgotten. They don't know. It's very strange. Even trees know we have to stop. No, it's not safe anymore. This is perfect. Do they just know? Yes, they know. Is it the same with those humans? No, it's not the same. Humans don't know. Don't know where to start, don't know where to stop. Amazing, no? You see all these stupid things that humans do, with problems, no problems with the trees. But that is the so-called ordinary humans. They don't know when to start, they don't know where to stop. Because they are confused. So when you are confused, when you don't see, then you don't know. And what I'm doing here is bringing you back, or at least that's what I want to do. Slowly, slowly, through the meditation, through stopping, through falling in tune, resting in this energy. Falling in tune with me, with yourself, with the silence, with nature. I'm feeling fresh. When you're feeling fresh, you see everything fresh. Then you start knowing. Then it could be the same with humans. But then first you have to become innocent. You have to lose your ignorance. You have to lose your knowledge. You have to become simple. You have to be in tune with the trees, with the river, with the mountain, with the clouds, with the sun, with the moon. When you are in tune, then you're in harmony. Then you know. You know, in fact, without knowing, because you are in tune. Then you are, that's what I mean by being natural. You are in tune with the whole existence, with whole nature. You cannot do that. It's not, you cannot do it. You have to forget yourself to do it. Do we just know when and where to grow and develop? What do you think? Do you know where to grow and develop? Maybe now you know, because you feel development is happening. But you didn't know it, you just happened to end up in some mysterious way. So, when you're just a driftwood, then you don't know where you're going. You can end up anywhere. So, when you have a direction, when you have felt something, then you can choose. Because now you have felt something, then you have to make choices. When people don't know, they can't choose, they can't stop. They stop where they think, where their understanding is. Then that becomes the most important. As you rise, as you get more wise, more conscious, more aware, more silent, then your values change. As you change, your values change. Then what you liked yesterday, maybe you're not interested in because you have found something better. Then your friends from yesterday, they don't understand. Nandika, have you gone crazy? You're not the one I know. No, because they have stopped. You move on. That's why it's very difficult to do it alone, because your best friends is holding you back. That's why it's much easier with fellow travelers. Because then you see that this is what is happening. You ride a wave. You start accepting it. You are not alone. Do we just know when and where to grow and develop? No, we don't know. But maybe you end up in some place that you start feeling something. And you have to follow that feeling. You feel good. You find kind of peace. You start feeling fresh. That is what you have to follow. It's not knowing, it feels too much mine. You have to come from a different center. It's a deeper knowing. When people say they know, they just come from the head. Real knowing, then your whole being knows. The totality knows, that is knowing. Then everything is in harmony. You are solid. Every inch you know, from the toe to your head, and everything in between, you know. That is knowing. And that is beyond the intellect. And when you have tasted that, then you start changing, because you know. You know that this is right. So before that is ignited, then you don't know. No, when that is ignited, then you have to follow that. Do you know why we are created like this? No. Just for fun, I guess. And why do we have minds? Why not? How would it be if we have no mind? When the Buddha says, when I say no mind, it doesn't mean not to have the mind. It means not to be identified with it. You have a distance to your mind. It's like you're using your fingers. They're nice to have, no, when I take a glass of water. What to do without the fingers? Like the cat. No, nice. Everything functions beautiful. Yeah, so when I don't drink, you forget it. No, it's just there. So that is how the mind should be when you are natural. You don't use it, you don't need to use it, it's not active, it's just there. Then all your senses is awake. Then when you use it, it works. You are the master, just like that, drinking water. Otherwise it will be chaos, no? Problem is when you only think you are the mind, and that's the situation of the world. They are identified with the mind, with the ego, with their past, with their conditioning, with their personality. Then problem, because then you are separate. The hand is very innocent, and the mind is very innocent also, as long as you have come back to your true being. When you are a master, like Buddha said yesterday, then the mind itself becomes your greatest friend. Because then he doesn't talk about this mind that you know as the mind. He talks about the mind with a capital M, like you have a small self, and then you have a big self. They write it with big S. That is just another way to say it. You have a small mind, you have a big mind. When the Buddha says mind, it means the universal mind, the Buddha mind. That is no mind. But then that big mind can use the little mind. Nothing wrong with that. What is when everything goes wrong is when that little mind is running that big mind. Everything is topsy-turvy. Then you feel very un-at-ease. You have forgotten your own mastery, your own self. You have to reclaim yourself. That is the whole seeking. That is the whole searching. That's why you are here, becoming stabilized more and more in your true being. Then you're feeling fresh. That's the sign. One of the signs, you're feeling fresh. You're feeling alive, you're feeling happy, you're feeling grateful, you're feeling joy, you're feeling silence. All these things is what is happening when you're coming back. Otherwise, you feel confused, angry, tired, cloudy. But why we have, I don't know. And I don't care. I take things as they are. This why and how, that is a... I never think about that. Why, how, but. No. Things are like they are. Make it simple. Thank you 1,000 times for this beautiful retreat. I have been feeling some distance to my personality I have never felt before. With all my love, at your feet, Nandika. And that is all what I want to give you, Nandika. Some distance to the personality, distance to the mind. And the more and more you get, the more and more beautiful you will see the mind is. It has its own place. But then it doesn't disturb you. It's just like that. Then when you need it, then it functions. Then it relaxes. Because it knows who is the master. Problem is people only know mind, then it's problem. Beloved Master, I'm grateful, so grateful. At last, my eyes are opening, saying, stand up and walk the path of your own and stop hiding yourself. The cleansing has started. Going into silence has not been a piece of cake. I felt close to that my fuses should get blown off. It occurs to me that I'm one of the most unconscious guys in the neighborhood. I let my mind trick me into habits I regarded as history. I have probably been a pain in the ass for those around me, including myself. Yeah, but you have to see this, Pavan, that the mind is just tricking you around, that you are a pain in the ass for yourself and for other people. That has to be looked into and understood. And you can only do that when you have come to this, which is what's happening here. When you stop hiding for yourself, the cleansing has started. Then you have to do that. And you have done so much different therapies and even silent retreats. But you have never come to this. Because no, you start opening. You have felt something. You are open to me. Then this can start going deeper. The cleansing has begun. And if we want to clean the house, we clean it. No matter what we found. Maybe you find your grandmother's old undies. Who knows? Just throw them out together with everything else you don't need. The cleaning has begun. You don't know because it's never been places. You don't know what you're going to find. You just know that no, you have to clean it. Then don't stop before it's clean. Then you relax. This silence has been a trigger for emotional memories from way back. The feeling of being shut out, a very painful remembrance of punishment for something I didn't understand, for being me, maybe. Yeah. Many people have this. It's almost not like you're allowed to be here. But that you have to reclaim. You are here. What to do? Like I said, don't think about how, but why. You are here. Are we here? And how is it here? Good? That's what I want to give you, the courage. Then you can face anything, no? For being me, maybe. In specific, it was memories of the surgery of my skull when I was 3 and 9 months old and the nightmares afterwards. My mother has told me that she made herself stone cold towards me on our way to the operations. Yeah, because she doesn't want to feel, because maybe she would lose you. It takes courage to feel. And very few mothers are prepared to be a real mother. Very few. They have no clue. So you have to understand the situation and forgive her. Look now, know what you have gone through. A mother means that unconditional love. That's what motherhood is. That's what every child, every baby is longing for, no? Everybody is longing for love. But if that mother is not developed, how can she give that? Then she gives you so much of her own fears, her own nightmares, her own ideas. So this is very individual, but very few mothers is really prepared to be mother. Just see the things as they are. Like I wasn't her child anymore, somebody only. As the doctors told my parents, I probably wouldn't make it. This was one of the first operations of its kind, putting plastic in a deformed head. During the silence, new impressions and feelings were coming up to the surface. Yeah, and now you want to go through it because you want to come closer to yourself. You want to come closer to me. You have a different trust. You have understood something. And everything will come up. I tell you again and again, be happy it's coming up. And especially in the silence. Because then you can't hide anymore. That is the beautiful thing with silence. Everything will come up. You have to face yourself. Otherwise, almost everything else, you can disappear, you can talk, you can get lost in the others, in the dramas, in the stories, in your games. In silence, you have to face yourself. And the more ready, the more mature, the more things will come up, and the quicker it will come up. And you must be tired holding yourself together. You want peace. And you know you have the opportunity. This is the place. During the silence, new impressions and feelings were coming up to the surface. Pain, coldness, frozen body, feelings of abandonment, the harsh touch of hands, fear, rage, harsh sounds, or what could be metallic tools, vibration, or what might have been the sore, and panic of not getting air, probably chloroform that makes you sleep with weird dreams. I was told I was screaming every night for a couple of months after coming home, and my mother was about to go mad. Yeah, and then that will go out on the child. Because becoming a mother is going into the unknown. You don't know what will happen. No mother thinks this. No, a nightmare, no. You're screaming for many months. But this is, you are the mother. What to do? You didn't give any promises that you will just smile and say googly googly. No. Accept things as they are. But the mother is not prepared. She goes crazy. She is not centered. She is not wise. She is not settled. Then it becomes tension. And the poor child get all that tension, all that frustration from the mother. That's how it always goes. And remember, the child and the baby soaks up everything because it's totally open. All these impressions that is coming up, of course. Now you remember because you are again in a safe place. You are available to me. You have that love, that trust. So you can allow yourself to go through it on an unconscious level, which is great, because let the memories come up and then they go. They've been held. And there is so much from that early time. And as you go older, then you want to be strong, you want to be in charge, you don't want to feel. You want to feel powerful, not helpless, in charge. Then you put all those feelings under so many layers. Nothing I can remember, but under the silence, a painful panic did strike me. Make it up to her at any cost. Yeah, you are, of course, because that's what the baby, she needs contact with the mother. When the mother is not there, then panic. The mother is the closest. But what mother is conscious? Writing this makes me upset and angry. A lot of tears and sadness. Silence around me, chaos inside. And all this upset and angry, this is what we have stored. But underneath it, remember, there is a lot of tears and sadness. That's what you have to allow. Just to go through that, that will melt it. First, you have to accept, love yourself. Otherwise, it can never be healed. Then, in that acceptance of yourself, of allowing whatever is there, then also understanding, then also compassion for how situation, how life is. Then you understand the situation, it's nobody's fault. People are unconscious, people are not ready. But you can be happy, you are waking up. I feel a strange pressure in my head, and that's new, and a feeling of crying. Please don't do this. I don't want to make this too long, so I write about the dream I had afterwards. Another time. Okay. But the most horrifying insight is that the operations are still going on inside, and the circus will not stop. I'm still scratching my head as I'm trying to take the wounds away from my head. I was told all this was unique, so I thought I was a unique person, and I became rather arrogant, and I'm still am, and unreal, and a drama queen. That just sounds like you're just an ordinary human being. Just relax. Or some people, some drama queens, they are special drama queens. and more unreal and more arrogant. But ain't you tired of that now? So you are not now, this is the past. Beloved, I'm longing for becoming real. You are, and this letter is the proof of it. No, you're saying it. When you're writing it, you're saying it. That means you have a distance to it, no? So the shadows are still there, but you are not a slave of it. You're not so identified with it. And remember, this is how everybody is. I became rather arrogant, unreal, and a drama queen. And all this is just to hide that you are hurt, that you are lost, that you are helpless. That's how it is. Then people have all these masks. You have to face that, and that you can only face in a loving environment. Then you can face that and let all your masks go. And that is my invitation. Drop that, because you don't need to be arrogant, unreal, drama queen. And don't push it. Why drama queen? At least a drama man. I'm longing for becoming real at my master's feet, Bhavan. That is the place you become real, because you have to become naked again, start fresh, seeing these things, going beyond it. No, when you are a baby, you are totally helpless. And that's why the parents have so much responsibility. Now, when you become conscious later in life as a grown-up, then you have the possibility that you choose out of your own awareness. That's where you are now. At the master's feet. No, you have come to something else. No, you can choose it. Out of your own intelligence, out of your own heart. That is the second birth. No, I want to feel myself. You don't need that. You are not helpless. And this is the longing to become real. People are longing for everything. Who is longing to become real? There was a beautiful mystic called Brahmanan. Brahmanan, are you here? Have you heard? Just a reminder for you, okay? From your distant past. He says, who else than the Master can erase our worldly sorrows? The river of life is so deep, the current is strong, everybody is being swept away. That's how it is. Everybody getting swept away, being arrogant, being unreal, being drama queens. But my master took kindly my hand and pulled me to the shore. And what a luck when you are lost in the raging river to have one hand coming. How is that possible? How is that possible? Anger, desire, stupidity, and greed were stealing me blind. This is how I was. This is an old story, Pavan. Anger, desire, stupidity, greed, they were making me blind. But my master gave me the sword of wisdom, of insight, and drove them away. That is the only thing that drives it away. This arrogance, this blindness. You need wisdom. You need clarity. You need love. You need new eyes. Then you start seeing things as they are. Then everything falls into place. My destination was far away. The night was dark. I couldn't see my way. He put me on the straight road, and I reached home. How can you find, when you've never been there before, so many roads, the night is dark? Then if you meet somebody who knows the way, that is the master, and he puts you there. And you are so intelligent that you listen. You feel this is right. Then you walk there and it reaches you home. He who surrenders his body, mind and wealth and pleases his master is able to cross this ocean of samsara with joy and ease. But he says you have to be total. You have to be ready. Then it's out with joy and with ease. If you is not total, if you are wishy-washy, it's very difficult because you are not ready. So when you are ready, then it's very easy because you see the opportunity and you are grateful. How did this happen? You won't lose your opportunity. He who surrenders his body, mind and wealth and pleases his master is able to cross this ocean with joy and ease. And how do you please the master? By being real. By being innocent, by not being arrogant. Beloved Babaji, I have observed a strong pattern of my ego, that is the fear of rejection. Looking more carefully, I see that possible it has a link with my childhood and a feeling of affective shortage, particularly in relation to my mother. This retreat has been super special for me, because besides a huge quantity of insights, I have seen patterns and conditions as never before. This continuous exercise to look at myself as the observer has allowed me to unveil the strategies of my ego. And as I realize the stupidity of the whole thing, I'm managing to break some of the patterns. However, in the topic of rejection, I have to recognize that it has been impossible to deal with. It is like my ego is whispering to me, okay, I will leave you at peace about a bunch of little things, but on this subject, you have no chance. The crazy thing is that I see the situation that creates the feeling, then I see the mind attack, my body getting tense, my breathing changing, and soon it becomes an obsession with me, overestimating the fact with no logical reason. So, beloved, I can already see the show, but I'm not able to let it go. It's too strong. Can you please say something about this? With a heart full of love and trust, by your grace, Kamal. How is it now? Then? Is it too strong then? Huh? No, not here. What is stronger than this then? What is stronger than this feeling that you say is so strong? What is stronger than that? And what is that? What you feel? You feel love, peace, you feel a connection to love, a peace, to reality that is stronger than that. Then in that love, is there any rejection there? No. Why not stay there then? Difficult. Okay. Now we will play with it, because now at least you are with me now, not in the mind. Because otherwise it's very difficult. When people feel stuck, then it's very difficult for me to communicate. First, we have to be on the wavelength. Then you can study things when you are not involved in it. No, you have it on a distance now. I have observed a strong pattern of my ego, that is the fear of rejection. Looking more carefully, I see the possibility has a link with my childhood and a feeling of affective shortage, particularly in relation to my mother. Almost all neuroses can be traced back to the mother. So it has something to do with the mother, because that's We just talked about it, then you're so innocent, you're like a sponge, and you are totally helpless. So this is how millions of people, they are neurotic because of that, no? And it's been going from generation to generation to generation, from mother to child, and then that child becomes mother, and then they give it to the child, and that's how it is. By waking up, you have the opportunity to break that chain, that heavy chain that's been going down through the centuries. So it's very amazing, because very few people know. You start looking deeper. As you go deeper in meditation, being with me, falling more in tune, you start seeing things as they are. Then you are not how it should be. Otherwise, for most people, the family, the mother, you can almost not say anything. I have almost been beaten up myself. You're saying something about my mother? What's the big deal? Because they are so attached. It's the deepest. So if you don't have any consciousness or any higher, more real love, then you will always be attached to this small. People been killing, and they still do that, no? Blood families. But in fact, they're just neurotic, no? Because the mother is. Because it always comes back there when you trace it back. And I have told you so many times, everything will come up, and as you go deeper, the more deeper things. When you start digging, first you start just on the surface. You haven't even looked what is under the grass. Then you have to go deep, 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 deep. The real water is deep underground. You have to go deep. Then it's very nourishing, no? Many things will be muddy on the way. You have to go on, you have to have courage, you have to have strength to go on to find the real pure spring. This retreat has been super special for me because besides a huge quantity of insights, I have seen patterns and conditions as never before. Yeah, because the meditations are going deeper, you are falling more in tune. That means you have to see your whole story. This continuous exercise to look at myself has allowed me to unveil the strategies of my ego, and I realized the stupidity of the whole thing. I'm managing to break some of the patterns. That's what meditation, that's what I want to give you, a clarity to see things as they are. Not how they should be. Not to protect any old idea, but see things clearly. And in that real seeing, then you see, you understand, and you forgive. Because you understand how things are. That's what I want to give you, the clarity. No rules, no commandments, no discipline. No, nothing like that. And many people, when they come, they are very lost. because no guidelines what to do. This is not, I don't give you some rules. I give you no discipline, I give you no commandments. I want to give you your own intelligence back, your own clarity back, so you can see. Then when you see, you understand, that's the only way to be free. Then you know inside what is real. Otherwise, you're always dependent on somebody else. That's what the Master is there to ignite your own true being, your intelligence. Then you see, you understand, you accept. Then in that is healing. However, on the topic of rejection, I have to recognize that it's been impossible to deal with. It is like my ego whispering to me, okay, I will leave you at peace, but about a bunch of little things, but this subject you have no chance. Because the mother is very close to you. So you also feel guilty. You also feel fear. How can you, your own mother? This is how the game goes on. You have to step out of your conditions to see clearly. You have to step out of your habits. You have to see things as they are. As you know yourself deeper, then you also understand. Otherwise, it's from generation to generation, the blind leading the blind. Your parents were blind, you are blind, your children will be blind, and so be it. You have to have the courage to wake up. So the deeper you go, I know you have gone deeper than any time before, you say. So then it comes closer to the beginning, to the first imprints, to the mother, to the family. And, like I said yesterday, there is a deeper love. The parents give you the body, the master gives you your soul, or the possibility to reclaim yourself. The crazy thing is that I see the situation and I see the mind attack. My body getting tense, my breathing changing, and soon it becomes an obsession. Overestimating the fact. This is what you have to bring in to your daily life, Kamal, that when these things happen, then you have to be on guard, because now you know the symptoms. The mind attack, the body getting tense, the breathing changing. Be on guard. So you relax the body, you relax your breathing, you become conscious. That's what I mean, that always be on guard, because you will be tested. Like Buddha said 2,500 years ago, I say the same, you will be tested. This is how it is. You have to be on guard. But you have seen the craziness of it. You see how it gets. Then go the other way. Become conscious. Relax. Breathe deeper. Center yourself. You can see the show, but you say, I'm not able to let it go. It's too strong. Can you please say something about this? Just be a little more patient and go deeper, then you will know. Already you can see. Before you didn't see, now you can see. then half the battle is won then. First you have to see something, then you have to understand it. In the understanding is get integrated, then it disappears when you have understood. You can already see it. But I'm not able to let it go. No, because you haven't totally understood it. That you can let it go. That you don't need any guilt. You have to see reality as it is. The mother gave you birth. That's the seed of the physical. The master gave you opportunity to flower that seed. Other many seeds, they live and they die, they never blossomed. So don't be in a hurry, be happy that you are see. And go deeper in that seeing, then everything will settle down. Like the mother is a womb for the baby, the master is also a womb for a disciple. Where you feel safe, where you can rest, where you can grow, where you can get nourishment. So you get a new life. You can't push it, just relax. And relax again. And then relax. That's the best way for any birth. Just relax, let it happen organically. You can't push anything. Then pain then. Listen to these beautiful words of Khalil Gibran on children. A woman held her baby against her breast and said, "Speak to us, please, of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. But everybody thinks it's my children, my baby." Then already tension. Already gone astray. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. They come through you, but not from you. Where do they come from? They come from the beyond. Where do you come from? But this is what I mean by neurosis. They don't know, then they give that to the child. This is how it has been going. That's how it's been going for centuries in all families. And you have to realize that you are the first maybe to break that chain of unconsciousness, to see things as they are. Then instead of attachments, clear seeing, love, compassion, reality. Instead of this pain, they come through you but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. They might be with you because they are still small, but then soon they will be gone. But all unconscious parents want to keep them. Even if you are 60 and they are 80, they say, oh, come on, Lord, nice to see you. Dookie, dookie, dookie. This is how it is. This is the unconsciousness. They have still not let go. They don't know that although they are with you, yet they belong not to you. Then you let them go then. And then if you had been conscious, you give them consciousness instead of prison. You give them freedom instead of clinging. This is the game that goes. Then you feel guilty because you don't see the situation. Then you feel guilty. And the mother always wants, I need you. Yes, they need you up to a certain time. But when you are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you don't need the mother. Or do you? Or in consciousness, which is very unheard of, you become friends. It becomes more a friendship and understanding. This understanding, for anybody who is conscious, for any meditators, this is will be the outcome. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. That is the reality. But people want to cling. And most of the women, and this is just the fact, they are lost, then they want. And they think that will bring them happiness. And then instead maybe they go crazy because the baby is crying for months. What happiness? Then more frustration. This is not what I wanted. Immature people getting children. This is how it is. You have to see things as they are. You have to get out of the dream. Then a better world. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. For they have their own thoughts. But how can people give them the love? Yes, they can give them the love. If the more balanced the human are, the more love. But it's a well-known fact that so many, they put their thoughts into the children. You should become like this. I'm disappointed. You're not the lawyer. You're not the doctor. Oh, I'm so disappointed of your fiancé. All these stupid things. I'm so disappointed you dropped out of school. And the poor child feels more and more useless. This is how unconscious, that's what I mean by neurotic. Everybody is. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. How beautiful you may house their body. Because any little child, they need the safety. They need it to be taken care of. But you should also make them strong enough so they get out. And the sooner the better, because the more intelligent they will be. How to survive in the world. And what about the soul? If the parents haven't found the soul, how can they show that to the kids? They can only show the intellectual. What you need is more studies. more education, more head, but no heart. Just the big pumpkin head. Please see things as they are. Be free. And then your parents also free. Of course, maybe they'd be disappointed. Anybody who lives in lies doesn't like the reality. Because you have to be strong to see things as they are. And that's why they crucified Jesus also. No? He was a simple man, but the politician, they thought he wanted to be king. They thought he wanted to become a politician. So they crucified him. They had no idea about the spiritual side, the beauty of the man, the light, the presence. No, they couldn't see that. They were afraid he wanted to become an emperor, a king of men. Then they crucify him. No, this is fear, ignorance, neurotic. So, you never know. And you never know when you get the baby either. Is it going to be Jesus or is it going to be Hitler? Both have mothers. What to do? This is how it is. And remember the neurosis, I said that you trace back to the mother, that any neurosis for the mother, for the child, for everybody is when you are making the unreal real. That's the neurosis. If you become just human being, then you go beyond that. You go beyond the physical. That's when you're not neurotic. Otherwise, if you only know the physical, only the mind, only the family, only the beliefs, only the customs, then neurosis then. You have to rise higher. That's what they say, but all the modern psychiatry, see, you trace it back to the family when you were a little baby. And how to get free of that? You have to rise above it. You have to go deeper. Deeper than the family, deeper than your habits, deeper than your mind, your conditioning. Only then you are free. That's the same for the mother, for the father, for the child, for anybody. Even the grandmother, even for the newborn baby. Everybody has to do that. Otherwise, there will always be some neurosis there, something they haven't understood. Beloved Master, thank you very much. It is very good to be under the protection and the support of your energy. My heart opens in gratitude and love, in reverence to you, beloved. I don't want this retreat ever to end. Thank you, beloved. Yours, Fatik. I can understand that. Because here you are safer, Fatik. But the thing is, no, you see, it's possible, no? I want to show you that it's possible. No, you have to integrate it. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. You have to take it with you. You have to carry it in your heart. But that is how any disciple is. When I was with Osho, I never wanted to go, and I never left either. So I understand. Because what is better? You say, here, you are protected in my energy. Yes, here you are safe. But it will not end. Let's go on, no? Huh? Let's go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Let's just go on and on and on and on and on. And on. The end, this is, seems pretty sad. At the most, see you later. Just have a little break and then go on and on and on and on and on. Can't we just relax and just go on and on and on and on? That's the art, just totally still, relaxed, at ease. And at the same time, go on and on and on and on. Nothing to do, nothing to say, but on and on. We go on and on. Yeah, Monday. Can't you just relax?